I see a lot of letters here. There are letters all over my... This one says, Viva Las Vegas. Hey, well, shall we?
Yeah.
Hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny.
What's going on?
Absolutely nothing. I need to be packing for Vegas, but I'm not doing that.
Absolutely everything should be going on.
Right, and nothing's going on.
I am actively making friendship bracelets to hand out to people, for us to hand out in Vegas to people. I thought I would use, I'd multitask right now. Why is that beat so small?
I feel like Taylor Swift is just seeping into our lives from all angles.
I mean, it's just sweet seeping into just pop culture in general.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like everything, all roads lead to Taylor right now.
They really do. And I told Hillary I took one of my kids to see the Eras Tours movie today, and we've been waiting to talk about it on here. I haven't looked to see how far back this friendship bracelet goes, but it is a lyric from one of her songs off her newest album.
Really?
About friendship bracelets. So I don't know. Oh my gosh, the thought, like, to be a Taylor Swift fan and to, like, go back into all of her Easter eggs and her timelines, like, the woman is, and it's got to be, like, borderline insane with the amount of, like, thought and stuff and all the all roads lead to this or that or how everything connects in her career. Like she would make a great, well, I mean, she actually has a song called Mastermind, which I assume, I don't know if it's about her or not, but it reminds me of her because she's planned it all. Nothing is an accident. No lyric, no release date, no ticket price. No, nothing is an accident. It all comes back to something. About her. It's crazy. I learned, oh my gosh. Oh, I know what it was. I have to find this. My sister sent me an article. I'm going to send this to you and guarantee it, Amanda. In the New York Times. And I actually listened to it. It was, it's almost an hour to listen to. That's how long the article is. It's from the New York Times Magazine, so it's like a featured. My delirious trip to the heart of Swiftiedom. You know what? Oh, never mind. The photo was by a man. I was like, I thought this was written by a woman, and it is. There are some points in it that I just, as a mid to late 40-year-old woman, I cried listening to some of this article because it's like, it's things like Taylor is teaching us to not be embarrassed about being the little kid in your room singing and dancing to Taylor Swift songs. I mean, that wasn't me because I'm too old to be that little girl, but like every era matters and you don't always know when you're like, eras just happen and you should embrace them all. They're all part of you.
Right.
And it's put so much more eloquently, but it was just like about how, you know, Taylor's growing up too. And she wants us all to grow up together. Like, it's like this overall acceptance. And she was sitting at the show. This woman was with her son, actually, I think like grown up son. And there was a couple sitting behind her. It was two wives and two husbands, a husband and a wife and a husband and a wife, but the wives sat together and the husbands sat together. And she's like, the husbands kept talking, you know, about work stuff. And at one point she overheard one of them say, God, there's really no sex in this show. Like, and I mean, a lot of female artists, there's a lot of sex in shows. And the author said that she turned around and said, because it's not for you.
Interesting.
Taylor created this for us.
Right.
Not for you. And for herself. And like, that just like, just that one sentence, it's because it's not for you. I was just, and they, I guess the guys were like, whoa. Anyway, I'm going to send it to you. I'll probably send you like my favorite paragraphs.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to read that.
But from a cultural and a female standpoint, human standpoint, it's a cool read. And she's herself is finding her getting into these rabbit holes of Easter eggs and puzzles and mazes. So it's fun to watch her do that. Watching the, I did see her in concert, but watching the movie today, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's as you would expect it to be with today's technology. It's a gorgeous film. I had a moment when I thought, God, Bono would fucking kill for this.
So I've been thinking all along, as soon as I heard about the movie, I'm sure it's going to beat Rattle and Hum at the box office.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm sure it has already, and it's only been open for, what, 2 days?
Right. Oh no, it opened on the 13th.
Okay.
Oh, that has been 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
Is that right? Holy shit. I didn't even realize. And Beyonce, oh my God, Beyonce went to the opening.
I saw that.
I love that so much. I hope Taylor goes to Beyonce's opening. But I just, I had so, oh, but yeah, I was like, this level of adoration is something that like Bono has never even experienced.
Right.
It's that insane. Like, God, he would fucking kill for that. Kill for it. Anyway, I don't know that for sure, but it sure feels like it.
There, I mean, Taylor, you said nothing's by accident. And I think like almost everything U2 does is by accident. I mean, do you think they have any idea how much those ticket prices are for seats that have obstructed views? I don't think they do.
No.
And I think it's just, you know, at this point in their career, they've got a whole lot more to worry about than ticket prices, especially because we're going to pay them.
Right.
Anyway, but I think there's a lot that, I mean, she just seems so controlled about everything. And
this is like, so I learned in this article that a fan has figured out. So Taylor has re-released 3 or 4 albums. I forget. Maybe 1989 is coming up and that's the fourth, I think. And they have all been 112 days apart. Which is also the number of songs that she will be re-recording.
Wow.
So that's the kind of detail she goes into.
Yeah.
Like everything matters. If she releases something on a certain date, those numbers connect to something else. A lot of it revolves around the number 13.
Hmm.
That's her favorite number. But with 1989, everything's been revolving around the 1, 9, the 8, and that, like it's bananas.
Yeah.
It's bananas. That's just the beginning of it. There was a group of more than one group, but there were a large number of young, maybe like 10-year-olds, maybe 8, 9, 10-year-olds. Who are all in the front of the theater. This was like one of those big ones where you get to pick your seat and it's all stadium seating and the chairs go back.
So all of our movie theaters are like that now.
Right. I guess all of our ones are updating to that, but no, they're not all like that. Okay. But I was just saying, so like all these kids in the front row, they were in no one's way.
Right.
And for so many songs, they were up singing and dancing with each other and hugging each other and taking each other's pictures. And I'm like, God, these kids are so fucking lucky.
They are. They're very lucky.
I remember hearing someone say how lucky we are to be alive in the same decades that U2 is making music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the odds of that? Right? But man, I feel like this phenomenon that is Taylor Swift, like, they are so lucky. We are all so lucky. But those kids?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I like cried about it. Like, I feel like between Taylor and Beyonce, our young girls are taken care of. And boys.
That's really sweet.
I hope so. I hope they will guide them. Anyway, you too. Hey, welcome to our U2-ish podcast. Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts.
This was a very delayed intro.
Yeah, sorry about that. All roads lead to Taylor Swift.
If you're listening, it is on or after Wednesday, October 18th. We're recording on Sunday, October 15th. And this is season 5, episode 27. So you two have had 7 shows at the Sphere so far. They've had a few set list changes, but not many, which is expected. I think actually I'm more surprised by how many changes they have than they haven't.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. But from, you know, all accounts from people that we know that have been there and just reading comments, they seem to have like gotten in their groove.
Yeah, more and more, yeah.
And I think that, like, the crowd is more energized. I mean, I think that's a reflection on them, though. If they've got their shit together, then we will, too.
Yeah, I also heard, I don't know if it was one of our friends or if I read it somewhere else, that the second night was hugely different than the first night. Like, the first night was obviously less fans and more spectators.
Right.
Okay. Throughout this episode, Hillary's going to give me ideas of what to put on bracelets.
Oh,
I just did one that says Viva Las Vegas. You can name a song, a lyric.
Oh, I have a good one. Hold on.
Okay.
You should Googling this to make sure I'm actually right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to say kind of Octone Baby based, but doesn't have to. Is anything funny the fly says? I did do Las Vegas trash.
Well, if you're doing the Las Vegas stuff, you should maybe do one that says TCB.
Oh, I like that. Good call. That's taking care of business, y'all.
Yeah.
I feel like I should make that with black beads.
I mean, do you want like song names or?
Yeah.
That would fit on a bracelet, I guess, Walk On.
That's a good one. Well, lots of it. Look how many I've made these so far. Here's what I have. Zoo Station. Ultraviolet. Blah, blah, blah. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Atomic City, Las Vegas Trash, Beautiful Day, One Love, and it turns out I did 2 So Cruels. I did Sweetheart, You're So Cruel, and also So Cruel. So everything is possible. I am not tying them yet because I got those Garden Tart charms.
Oh, right.
That I'm going to put on the end, which is why I'm just taping them to a popsicle stick.
You need to make some Garden Tart ones.
Yeah, well, I figured if we have the little Garden Tart logo on it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I've had this, like, weird thing in my head about Atomic City. Like,
yeah.
What's that saying so, like, feel like it's just something that's been in my head for way longer than the song's been out. And I know that they did, you know, atomic bomb testing nearby. I mean, that's just history. But I didn't know that Vegas was called Atomic City.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I didn't know that. So, like, why did I feel like this was something in my head that has been there for a little while? Like, it wasn't something I hadn't heard before. You know, I went a couple months ago and saw that Wes Anderson movie, Asteroid City.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually what's been in my head. And Atomic City just kind of took its place. They're really close.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I need to.
I went with a friend of mine who said she hated it. She's like, I've never hated a movie more than that. And I'm just like,
is it because it's Wes Anderson, maybe? Was it the style?
I don't know. I mean,
I can see how some people might not.
I mean, I've had, there are Wes Anderson movies that I haven't loved, but I like most of them.
Right.
Yeah, so go see Asteroid City. It's really good.
I will, for sure. This time next week, we'll be on planes home.
Yeah.
I'm like so anxious right now. I'm just ready to get there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna put TLC instead of TCP.
You could do that too, the learning channel.
We're excited to be out there, y'all.
I wish that it was either now or I had another 2 weeks. Like,
it kind of is now.
Like, no, I mean, like, right now. I wish we were in Vegas right now.
Oh, gotcha.
Or yeah. I wish we had another 2 weeks to go. I don't like where we are right now, just because I have so much crap to do and I can't seem to get anything done.
Yeah, I'm also feeling the time crunch, and oh my goodness gracious, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I want to have a bunch of bracelets to hand out to all y'all that are going to be there. And I'm making us garden tart shirts, which I've started, but I need to just, if I just fucking sit down and do it, I'll be done in like 2 hours. It's a matter of just sitting down and doing it. Okay, I'm kind of loving this with the gold and the black.
Mm-hmm, that looks really cool.
Because I felt like it needed lightning bolts, but I don't have lightning bolts.
Yeah.
And I am having a lot of fun with these bracelets. So we will, we do hope to like say hi and hang out with a lot of people. So look for us at shows. We'll have garden tart shirts on and or around town. And
well, just let us know in advance if you're going to be there and hopefully we can meet up.
Yeah, hopefully we can meet up. And I'm sure like at some point we'll be like, hey, we're at this bar. We'll post on social media or something. Come see us.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't want to go too much into this because I don't want to, but it's been over a week now since Hamas attacked Israel, and I don't know, it's not gotten any easier to take. It's more heartbreaking.
Everything is terrible.
Just terrible. And anyway, I went to a vigil on Wednesday at the Jewish Community Center here. It was huge. It was a huge event. It was packed. There were over 400 people there, which is a lot for our community. Anyway, it was extremely emotional, and it kind of made me more emotional. I figured it would make me feel empowered, but it kind of made me more emotional than I already was.
Yeah, I can see that.
But a speaker there said, you know, there are two things we can do in the U.S. right now. One is to donate money, because the soldiers, you know, need food and supplies, right, and people are, you know, unhomed now. That's one thing that you can do. But more importantly, it's to talk about Israel. It's to tell everybody you know what's going on, to just make people a little bit more educated. And again, this isn't about a fight over land. This is human rights. This is life and death. It's very black and white. So that's all I'm going to say about it. But I would like to thank Carlene Page, who sent us, did she send it through Instagram?
She sent it through Twitter.
Twitter.
A message through Twitter,
she sent a message through Twitter that made me feel so good. Like, it was such a compliment. And I just wanted to thank her. Thank you, Carlene, for listening and for getting it, for, you know, your kind words that really is stuck in my heart. So I really appreciate that. You have no idea. I think you were just being nice, but you really did a lot for me.
Yeah, you needed that.
Yeah.
I was glad that. Yeah, I mean, always, like, if something hits you, whether you think it's funny or touching or whatever, whatever, we love to hear that stuff. So thank you, Carlene, thank for saying something. So yeah.
Yeah. I do feel just sad and vulnerable, and I've never felt like this before.
Yeah.
So we all just got to stick together and make it through.
We're doing a fundraiser at our gym to raise some money. I found a list. I mean, I think a good handful of news sources have this. Listeners, if you're looking for a place to donate, they'll have like a list of organizations they've vetted. They've kind of like done some research for us of good places to donate right now. And I found one that supports, because we're family friendly, we focus on families at our gym. I thought it would be good to find one that supports families and children during crisis. And that I found that. But we're doing, it's called Burpees for Israel. And there's like a donation jar out, and it'll be like 2 weeks or something. And for every dollar that's put in there, the trainers have to do burpees.
Oh, really?
And there's nothing. The best fun, our best, most successful fundraisers are the ones that torture the trainers.
Do you recall what the charity is?
I can look it up pretty quickly. Give me a moment here. Tying a knot.
Well, we donated through our Jewish community.
It's the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee.
Okay.
It's a humanitarian organization that has activated its emergency response team in Israel, where it runs programs to support people with disabilities, the elderly, children, and families who have been impacted by the war and prior conflicts.
Okay, good. We donated through my local Jewish community center. And what they're doing is they have a family who started a just kind of like a fund in the memory of their parents.
Yeah.
And, it's a bunch of brothers in my city. And they're matching donations up to like $40,000.
Holy crap.
And they, within the first, seriously, by Wednesday, so that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, within the first 5 days, they made $40,000.
Oh my gosh, they got it and, all.
Yeah, and 100% of that is going directly to Israel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Matching gifts for the win, man.
They had these little cards on the chairs, which I remember from being a kid that we would go to events or even services or something, and like there would be these little cards that you like fill out, and then you either drop it off in a thing with your check or you mail it back with your check.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one's going to do that. You just should have had just like a business card with a website on it.
With the QR code.
Yeah, a QR code.
Or like a Venmo.
Yeah, like they did have a QR code. Not yeah, on okay. this, but they had it in a different, they had it in like in the program.
Gotcha. Okay.
But this was like, I mean, that's all you need. You don't need this whole thing to, you know, like this pledge form. That's what it is, a pledge form. Anyway, it just reminded me of being a kid because
right.
I don't know. Oh, I just remember asking my mom, what do I do with this?
Well, that's a way they could save some money by not printing those pledge forms.
Right. You're totally right. I just kind of laughed at it because it was
that is hysterical.
And I haven't seen one in so long. Like, I don't know why they maybe somebody donated the printing service or something. I don't know. But that's still money that could have gone to the cause. But anyway, it was emotional, and it was nice to see my community come together. And not just it wasn't just the Jewish community; it was interfaith. So there were you know priests there and pastors and ministers and I think a nun.
Nice.
It was really nice. Unfortunately, we had to have 15 police officers.
That they is crazy.
At the like entrance to the parking lot, and then you couldn't get in the building without walking through these guys, and then they were inside the building too.
I mean, I'm glad they were, but the fact that you need them is just
it's friggin' ridiculous.
So, I mean, just everyone out there, just be safe in general.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of our listeners are terrorists. I hope not.
No.
Be kind, be supportive. Even like you don't know how connected people are to like, if they have family or friends or people that are directly impacted. So be kind and stuff like that. I mean, just be a decent human being in general. Just go there.
You know, be good. Like, I feel like it's far more effort to be mean to someone.
Oh, yeah.
It takes more energy. You know, I don't like feeling like I have to be mad. You know, I don't like being mad at people. So if I'm mean, if I have to say something mean, it's far more effort than it is to be good. So just be good. Back to you too. I had this idea because I saw that George Clooney was at one of the shows, and it just gave me this idea that they should do a the Ocean series reboot and have it somehow revolve around the sphere.
That would be fun.
Like you two playing at the sphere. And I don't know if that would be a distraction to like rob the Venetian or if you rob the concert. I don't know, but those guys know what they're doing.
right.
And if someone comes up with this idea, if this idea is realized, I want credit.
Yes.
Even if it's just like, you know, saying hi to George Clooney and a little note at the bottom of the credits saying thank you or something. That's I don't fair. Ask for much. And
But money would also be nice.
Money. I would also accept money. But I think that would be really cool to do. And you know, I mean, that it's such a, you know, it's now the permanent part of the permanent landscape of Vegas. Like,
yeah,
they're not going to have any Vegas movies without the Sphere in the background anymore.
But no.
Like the Bellagio fountains, it's the same thing.
Yep.
You know, or the Ferris wheel or you know, they all add to the landscape. And so I think this is a very good idea and someone should take me up on it.
Yes. And I think you should get to consult on it.
Consult. That's what I would like.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And money.
Money.
Question. What are your hopes and dreams for these shows for you? Do you have any wishes?
Well, I hope that at one of the shows, I don't think they get it, but because they're back-to-back shows, I would hope that at one of the shows, at least, we hear Love Rescue Me, because that's been on my bucket list for a while. I would also like to hear Like a Song or Hawk Moon, but I don't think that that's going to happen. I think my odds of Love Rescue Me are
bigger.
Greater. Yeah. And, but I want to have fun. I want to get lost in the music and
yeah,
just kind of forget about everything else.
I love that. Just escape.
Yeah.
Hillary and I were talking about some stuff I have going on here at home. And Hillary's like, well, I don't experience that. But I guess when we're together, it's not really real life anymore.
No. No, when we're together, I mean, you know, we've gone to visit each other, but it's still vacation. I mean, right. Even when you and Garden Tart Amanda have come to my house, it's not I'm not living reality.
Right.
Because, you know, I've taken off work or.
Exactly. It's different.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's not. So we never see each other in real life.
No, we really don't.
No, it's always an occasion.
Which, I mean, hallelujah, what a blessing.
Right.
To have an escape. I love escaping with the two of you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that is now one of my hopes and dreams. My other one is, I just feel like it's the perfect time to start trying out some pop songs.
I think they should do that.
I mean, I think it would be a travesty to do it when we are not there.
Yeah.
It's a perfect opportunity.
That would be great. I would love that.
I think that's a grand idea. I'll send a memo.
Yeah. We haven't sent a memo in a really long time.
No. Maybe I should type one up now. Making these bracelets a little too long, I think. This one says, time is a train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a Mysterious Ways one. I think I did listen to Octane Baby the other day, and I don't always listen to Mysterious Ways, but I think I like it in context of the album. Isn't it After the Fly? Is that right? Looking. And I think that's how they play it at the show.
I don't think so.
No. Here, I got it right here. Let me see. Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, but they play it. So it's Zoo Station, The Fly, even better than The Real Thing, Mysterious Ways. I still feel like there's a flow to that. Because usually they put it like more towards the end because it's like one of the greatest hits.
Right.
I don't want it in the greatest hits section.
Mm-mm.
So I think it'll be, I think I'm going to decide to enjoy it.
I just, you know, and I'm going to just see how it is when we're actually in the building, but I feel like the set list, they just kind of climax too soon. If they just played it by the way it is on the album, it would have a much better flow.
Well, yeah, like you mentioned in a previous app, like having Acrobat, So Cruel, Ultraviolet, Love with Blindness together, like it'll be interesting to see how that feels. I cannot wait to hear So Cruel. I have not heard it, but I saw someone say that Gavin Friday said it was going to be different, which makes me think it's not. That it's like the original arrangement.
Yeah.
But then the last 6 songs are all big hits that I love. So then it picks back up. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a Love Rescue Me bracelet.
Okay.
I think it should be all pinks. Pink for love.
You should make one. Do you have numbers too, or are they only letters?
I don't have any friggin' numbers. Isn't that funny?
Oh, because I was going to say 269.
I can't even do you two.
Oh, no. That's really funny.
I just heard from upstairs. I just heard, oh, no.
I said it too. That's funny.
I know that was, I think she was repeating after you. That would be my oldest. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
I don't even, I think it just echoed upstairs or something. Oh, no. But I thought, and then I went back to Michael's and they do have some numbers, but they were really small. They weren't the same size as these other ones. So whatever. Sorry, I can't make the name of the freaking band.
That's really funny.
Which I find pretty funny. I could spell it out.
Would you spell it T-W-O or T-O-O?
I think I would spell it T-O-O. But I would want a question mark. And I don't have any question marks.
That just made me laugh.
Oh, it's ridiculous that I can't even do like a YouTube bracelet. Gosh, I feel like we should have more to... Oh, Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah, that's a good...
It's going to be Under Blood Red on Black Friday, Under Blood Red Sky on red vinyl, which sounds gorgeous. I'm going to have to order it online because I'm going to be in Florida.
I probably am too. Like, I haven't been buying records.
Right. Yeah, I know you stopped. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't play them as much as I should. And I don't have anywhere else to put them. Like, yeah. I'm pretty much maxed out on storage, but I think this is one that I'm going to need.
You have to order it. I'm going to be on, yeah, not in a city.
My brother is going to go. If my brother goes to Record Store Day, I might task him with that first.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I usually go up there for Thanksgiving, and then we go to Record Store Day, but I don't think I'm doing that this year.
Yeah. Gosh. Is that all? Is that, there's like nothing else to talk about? It's like.
Oh, are we going to have an app next week? Because I feel like it's going to be a lot to.
I don't think so. Because I'll be fine. I won't get home. I mean, I guess it depends how much I can get done after I get back.
Yeah.
Because I don't get back till late Sunday. So we'll have to see what it turns into. Maybe it won't be that much work. Just piecing it together.
Yeah.
Ooh, with hearts in the middle. Little red hearts.
For what song is that?
Love Rescue Me.
Oh, cute.
Between the words. Yeah, so stay tuned if we have an ep or not, but we're going to have a few eps about our adventures out there, so stay tuned.
to that.
We'll let you know in advance if we're going to have an ep or not.
Yeah.
Or
we'll it'll either show up or we'll tell you it's not.
If we don't, right. If we don't have an ep, we'll let you know. If we do, it'll just be there.
Yeah. It will just arrive.
We have a friend who's been to, I think, all but two of the shows.
Maybe, yeah.
Pretty sure. And I cannot imagine how exhausted she is. I mean, she tells us. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
She's very clear with how exhausted she is. But she's done GA for all but one of her shows.
Right.
First night, she had a seat. And then after that, she had GA. And I mean, I'm not against doing like a proper queue. I mean, as long as it's a modern queue, like with check-ins.
Right.
But I would do that if I had any optimism of getting rail space. And I don't think you really do at this show. I think you've got to be
in the top 20. And you have to be there 2 days in advance to get in the lit. Like, we're just not traveling in a way that would even allow us do that. Plus, she did say that having been up in the seats and then in the GA and on the front rail, the front rail, you do miss the sphere.
I'm sure.
So it makes sense for her to have all those experiences, but we're not doing most of the show. So
yeah,
she will be there next weekend with us, which made me laugh. She's like, I'm so tired. I can't wait to go home. And I was like, see you for 4 days or whenever she gets there.
Yeah.
Well, is that all we have for this?
I think that's all we have.
Mostly just Taylor Swift. Oh, my goodness, goodness gracious. I will say that Taylor Swift and Beyonce and whoever else is doing huge stadium shows would not have the technology and the videos. I mean, maybe they would exist eventually, but U2 has paved the way for all of that.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
We had this conversation in our little chat group one night during a show, like who would be the biggest VIPs they could have,
YouTube
could have. And I said, obviously, number one would be Taylor Swift. I mean, of all the people in the whole world.
There's just no one more famous right now.
Right. And then I'm like, who would be number two? And I thought about it, and I think it was like, it took like 45 minutes or something. And I'm like, Beyonce. And that actually seems more plausible.
Yes.
That she would be there, except she's on tour. But, you know, I could see Beyonce being there.
Right.
But we were trying to figure out who, like, in order, who are the biggest celebrities today. And I guess, I think somebody said Ed Sheeran was on that list too.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he and Taylor are buddies.
Yeah.
And like, I think that my kids found out about Ed Sheeran became Ed Sheeran fans because of Taylor Swift.
Well, I think about like universal popularity kind of as who my dad would know.
That's fair.
And I know he knows Taylor Swift, especially now because they watch football. I know he knows.
That's not a sentence you on your bingo card.
No. No, who would have ever thunk? But my dad knows Taylor Swift and Beyonce, but I don't think he knows who Ed Sheeran is.
Right.
So I feel like he's got to be further down on the list than I was thinking.
Yeah, and I also feel like, I mean, could you, I can't, both Taylor Swift, I don't think Taylor Swift, I don't think there could be any recognition of her in the building. She would have to hide.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough security in that place.
Mm-mm.
Like, in a football stadium, she could be behind, like, glass. Like, I don't, like, there's this private suites.
Well, I saw a video. I don't know.
And Beyonce, too. Like, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know where it popped up or why I watched, because I don't usually, like, go to any of the, you know, the celebrity gossip websites or anything. So I don't know how I saw this, but I saw a video that was taken, I think yesterday, maybe, of Taylor Swift leaving some building with friends and going out to her car. It was shockingly a small security detail. Unless, I don't know, they cleared the street before, but it didn't look like it.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it might have been, it could have been somewhere where there's just not a lot of foot traffic. I don't know. I can't right. explain it. But she had, like, her friends went before her, and then she had a guy that was behind her. And there was a guy, like, on each side, kind of going like this, like, kind of holding the line back.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like what I would have expected. Like, I wouldn't expect that she could do that at all.
Right. But I also feel like, I was talking with our friend Andy Green from Rolling Stone magazine a while ago about who else would be like, who else has huge production for their shows that would be obviously good for the Sphere. And I was thinking, well, Taylor Swift, you know, her screen production was absolutely amazing. And like her stage and everything. And he was like, yeah, she's just doing those things to go for Beyonce too. I was like, she'd have to like do it for years.
Yeah.
To meet demand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But he was like, it can't be someone that current because they're doing too much other bigger. Like, oh my God, I'm just butchering what he said, but he was like, no. It would have to be later in life.
I was thinking that a good person to be at Sphere would be Pink.
Oh yeah.
And she was there one night.
Oh yeah, she was.
Yeah. So I think that's
I assume that's why a lot of musicians are going.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
For the spectacle and to scope it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, people are saying, oh, the Rolling Stones or Coldplay. I can kind of see Coldplay.
They could. I guess the Stones. I mean,
I just think that the Stones require a much larger stage than they can have at the Sphere.
Yeah. Yeah. See that.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Ed Sheeran could be amazing.
Oh, I think he could, too.
Because he's mostly just a one-man show.
Yeah.
And then to have, like, gorgeous visuals with his music, I think could be really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think for looking forward, I think you're right, that maybe they should look for artists that tone it down a little more. Instead of artists that make it bigger, because this is pretty big.
This is huge. But I do feel like what people were saying, Harry Styles, but like, I don't know. I think he's too big right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Harry Styles. Yeah, I don't think, I agree. I don't think that this is the time for Harry Styles or for Taylor Swift. I don't know about Beyonce. I mean, I think it's
yeah.
I mean, she might like that because she has, you know, a young family.
Right, to stay in one, yeah, to be in one place.
Yeah.
Isn't that why Adele did a residency?
I think so.
Because it worked with her, yeah. I feel like I heard that. Okay. I feel like we're blabbering a bit. Yeah. Which I don't mind for you and me, but I wonder if anyone's still with us here.
Hey everyone, we'll you'll hear from us one way or another next week.
Yeah, and
I can't believe it, our shows this week.
Keep an eye on like our social media channels. We'll post stuff, pictures and stuff, and we'll be back post Vegas.
Yep.
Ah!
I feel like we should take a break or something, but no, I like to do that more around Christmas time.
Take a break, yeah. Okay.
And we still have to do All That You Can't Leave Behind before the end of the calendar year. So we might not be able to take a break because we're lazy.
No, we are very busy people.
Yeah.
And sometimes we aren't only thinking about you two in the pod. Sometimes.
This is very true.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good night for now, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more You Two-ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.